Quinny's Best Variety, Mix 97. That's Lewis Capaldi. Before you go, we're wrapping things up here this morning with Dr. Julie Galthorpe. And I just want to say it off the top. When we were talking off air in the break, Julie was mentioning she was having a tough time hearing me at the other end of the phone. So that's why there was the slight delay in answering the questions. So we have to get that looked at, Julie.
For sure.
Yeah, you can hear me okay now? Testing?
I can hear you now. I think you're speaking into the mic now, right, Tom? Is that the issue?
I don't know. This is the second or third time you've been complaining about it. And we've been dealing with a lot of uncertainty with you as a guest on Wednesdays. I don't want you to get stressed out. We'll look at it, though. So for families and students going back to class this week and next week as school rolls out, your final comments on uncertainty.
Yeah, first of all, you know, don't pathologize or medically label normal feelings that come with uncertainty. You know, that means, you know, don't characterize something as abnormal when you're feeling something that's related to going back to school and not sure what's happening. So in reality, this is a time of uncertainty, although we can all work together to make our safety as certain as possible, and that's by following the protocols that are already in place and speaking up if you're concerned. If you're a parent, you know, just be careful with your words. You know, help your child or teen see beyond those popular labels such as I'm anxious, you know, and instead help them reframe with, you know, something like I understand this year feels different and it's a challenge. What can you do to help your body and mind relax? So you're helping refocus them to what's within control. And if you feel like you do suffer from anxiety that's over the top in terms of this uncertainty, for sure, seek some professional help. And this is going to allow you to take action and create a plan to manage and function better.
Dr. Julie Galthorpe, Wednesday mornings here on Mix 97. Appreciate your time. Can you hear me okay still?
I can hear you very well. Thanks, good. Sean. And I know you had a great time at CFB Trenton yesterday. How was that?
It was amazing. It was like a small media gathering that CFB Trenton had out. Colonel Ryan Deming and his team had us out and went for a nice Herc ride, C-130 Herc ride around Eastern Ontario yesterday and experienced some of the things they do in the armed forces on a daily basis. So, yeah, it was a great day and was one of those days that I feel blessed. Honestly, when I left the base yesterday afternoon, it was like, boy, I got the greatest gig in the world, you know? Made me feel
That's
good.
That's wonderful. Awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Living in the moment, Galthorpe.
That's right. That's what we're all here to do, here and now.
I'll wish your young lad, Luke, all the best in school and hubby, Eric, at East Sides. We wish him a safe and happy year as well.
Thank you so much. I'll pass that on. Take care.
Good morning. I'm Jack Miller.